So welcome to my talk about Trixity, one matrix SDK for almost everything. I added written in Kotlin a few days ago, so maybe there are some Kotlin fanboys here. Let me first introduce myself. I am Benedict, and my friends often see me as a killjoy when it comes to data protection and data security. But I convinced them to come to Matrix anyhow. So I have 20 users, family, and friends on my own Matrix home server. My first contact with Matrix was 4 to 5 years ago, and I gained a lot of experience with it since then. And so much, I founded Connect2x, and this is just a company that is developing TIMI, and that is a TI messenger for the medical health sector in Germany. Now let's start with Trixity. Trixity is a Matrix SDK, and it is for developing clients, bots, app servers, and servers. It is multi-platform capable, so everyone thinks Kotlin is JVM only. It is not. You can compile it to JS, and you can compile it to native. That's important for iOS. So we all have that targets with Trixity. And it's also developed test-driven, so we have a high test coverage. And it is licensed under the Apache 2 license. You may wonder, why another SDK? So back in January 2020, there were only a few multi-platform SDKs to choose from. If I remember correctly, there was the Matrix Rust SDK, but it was in a very early stage. And there was the Dart SDK, but very likely this forces you to use Flutter in the UI. So there is no real free choice which UI framework you want to use, especially when you want to use native UI technologies, for example, on Android Compose or on iOS Swift. Additionally, most SDKs didn't have a very strict typing of events and the REST endpoints. And also the extensibility was a bit limited. Even if the next point is not that important, SDKs were really bound to its purpose. So you've had a SDK for a client, for a server, for a bot, and so on. So you have to learn a new SDK for each target, each purpose of application for Matrix. Why I choose Kotlin? Chose Kotlin because it is a statically typed language which compiles, as I mentioned, to JVM, JS, and native. And you don't need bindings like in Rust. When you use JS, you get JS. You don't need to make bindings over WASM or something. And on native, you can just call it from your Swift or Objective-C code in Xcode and have access to Trixity. Moreover, besides shared common code, it is possible to write platform-specific code. You just define a common interface, and depending on the platform, the actual implementation can be different. This way, you have access to platform-specific APIs and libraries, which can be very helpful when implementing encryption like AES for attachments. So you have, on each platform, can you use the native encryption algorithms the platform gives you already. And last but not least, you can define your own domain-specific language. You will see later what I did with that. So let's start with the core of Trixity. The core contains all basic data structures of the spec and its serialization algorithms. This includes events, identifiers like user IDs, event IDs, and so on, and other things like cross-signing keys, device keys. One goal of developing Trixity was the ability to add custom events, which are strictly typed. So this is achieved by mapping event types to just a serializer. In this example, we add a new type of m.room.cat, which is of the Kotlin type cat event content. So you have access to all fields of this cat event content and don't have to mess around with the JSON.